This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Congrats to Josh, the winner of our Smasher Pass Booth Creek Wagyu giveaway, Casey's Best Steaks, and now two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th and Metcalf. Shout out to Josh. But it's a 4th of July weekend coming up. Should be a fun time. Man, you can't do that to me, text line. FMK, selfie cutting.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Cunningham, Kay Adams, Sydney Sweeney. Start bench cut. I think we have to start Kay Adams. You got to bench Sophie Cunningham. And Sydney Sweeney was seen chatting up with Tom Brady, so she's gone. That's tough, man. You can't do that to me. But my goodness, Sophie Cunningham. Shout out to her. Commissioner's Cup winner, Indiana Fever. How you doing? The video in the locker room afterwards, the live stream. Capital letters on every single one of them. How you doing? So, shout out to Josh, Booth Creek Wagyu, Smasher Pass. It is the greatest weekend of them all. This is one of those weekends I think it's fun, where you can kind of step out of your comfort zone. You can let your guard down a little bit. I hope nobody has the family member or the girlfriend. Gosh, another one? Yeah, babe. 4th of July. Don't get out of hand. Be safe. Uber everywhere you go. Make sure you Uber. Not sure if this is true or not. Somebody texted in yesterday and said that on the Uber app, that if you do the normal, like, what is it? The 3135 or whatever the tip is. If you just do that one, the company still gets part of that money. But if you do custom tip, the driver gets all of it. I don't know if that's true. Uber drivers out there, unite. Let me know if that's true or not. Because if that's true, I will literally only custom tip from here on out. But yeah, 4th of July, we can be safe, have fun. Kansas City Chiefs, right? They're always hated. Nobody likes them. Nobody wants them. There's fatigue. Mac was talking about in the opening segment, was there like public outrage of Mahomes not getting the ball in overtime? And no, there wasn't. I think the only outrage is that the narrative in that first time that Mahomes played in the AFC Championship game against Tom Brady and lost, I think the only thing was is that the popular take was that we were robbed of potentially an even better game. Because what if Mahomes got the ball and they score a touchdown, then you give it back to Brady, then you give it back to Mahomes. Do we do, you know, the back and forth swing? But NFL on Prime Video put up a tweet yesterday, and it says, how many wins will the Chiefs have in 2025? First comment, 7-8. Hilarious. Because it doesn't make sense. There's a 14, there's a minimum 11, most 14, 11 and 6, 16, 14, 13, 9, 15 and 2, 13 and 4, 14 and 3, 13 wins, 17 wins, 13 and 4, 14 and 3, and speeding. But it is an interesting schedule because, I mean, it is very what I would say this Chiefs season I would consider is lopsided. I say lopsided because you look at what it is pre-week 10 bye. I mean, you got that bye week almost right in the middle of your schedule. Literally, you play 18 weeks and your bye week's in week 10. It's a very lopsided schedule because you open in Brazil with the Chargers. Then you go Philadelphia. You get a pretty easy game in the New York Giants there. But then it's Baltimore. Then you get another easy one in Jacksonville, Detroit, Raiders, Washington, Buffalo. Holy cow. Week 6 through 9 will be absolutely electric. And then you look at the back end of the schedule, right? And I say lopsided because you play 5 division games at the end of the second half of your schedule, or in the second half of your schedule. You come back from the bye against Denver in Denver. You play the Thanksgiving game against Dallas. You play Christmas Day against the Raiders again in week 18. Is that when that is, right? But you play 4 division games in the last half of the season. Start with Denver, then you go play the Colts at Arrowhead. You play at Dallas, then you get Houston and the Chargers here, Tennessee there, Broncos here, Raiders there, week 18. If it matters, we'll dive into that. I think this will be the first year where that game matters.
Yeah, I think that game matters.
I think it'll be the first time in a while that they actually have to play week 18 starters.
I don't know if it'll be because of the division or it'll be because of seeding, but there will be a reason to play. I agree.
But it seems like a very, like, it just seems that all the pizzazz is in the first 9 weeks of this schedule. Because Buffalo's there, Baltimore's there, Detroit, Washington, Philly, Chargers. You play the division week 1, and then you don't play the division again until week 7.
And then 3 out of your last 4 games are division.
Correct. Sandwiched in between that is the Titans, just like in the beginning of the season, you get the chart or you get the Giants and the Jags. So what do you think realistically you're looking at? 14-3 seems very nice. 13-4 seems realistic.
Yeah, that's
in my opinion.
Yeah. 12-14 wins would be my range. Anything above, I'd be surprised. Anything below, something probably happened. An unfortunate loss, multiple, maybe an injury. This team wins 10 or 11 games, though. Usually something goes wrong.
Yeah.
It's only happened once that Mahomes has not won 12 games. They won the Super Bowl that year.
Yeah. And I just think that, I don't know, I'm not saying that it's, you know, bias or homerisms or whatever it may be, but this just, I mean, if you can escape week 9, because I feel like you'll lose that game against Buffalo. Like, when have you beat Buffalo in the regular season?
It's also the last year when they have Orchard Park. It's going to be the last time they host. It's going to be a big game.
Yeah. But, I mean,
so, no, I agree.
In the first 9 weeks, if you go 7-2, I mean, you've set yourself up for having another one seed and having the AFC Championship game go through one Arrowhead drive. Straight up. Like, straight up. Because I know non-division games don't matter. So Philadelphia, but that's the home opener where we hope Dan Mears is banging the drum. I don't think you're losing to the Chargers in Sao Paulo. I definitely don't think you're losing to the Giants. Baltimore game last year came down to a toe, and they got a little bit better, which is sad to say because they were a really good team last year.
They were great last year.
Jaguars, give me a break. Duval.
Yeah, that's prime time for whatever reason. I think it's Monday night.
That's
football.
Fair. Whatever. Detroit plays out of the dome. I like our odds.
Yes.
Raiders here. Come on. Washington here is going to be the first time that Daniels is going to see Arrowhead. Primetime game. Big juice flowing by then. You're in week 8 of the NFL season. Like, teams kind of know who they are. Is Mahomes on that run? Is he scorched earth Mahomes this year? Are the receivers all intact? Also, you throw in the Rashee Rice suspension.
Yep.
Is that when he starts to come back? Let's say he misses the first 4 games. Those are 4 big games he misses.
Yeah.
Huge. Chargers, Eagles, Giants, Ravens. And then he gets to come back against the Jags. And then his first home game is the Lions. So let's just hypothetically say that happens. But man, you go 7-2 in those first 9 weeks, you are setting yourself up for success. Matt Cotrero will join us at 9 o'clock here on Fesco and Dusty, but it's Mac and Dusty. We'll get to a Chiefs player to sizzle since we throw some 4th of July spice on that thing. 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas City Sports.
Hey, it's Matt Cotrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
the Groove Tenders. You don't need sauce, they bring it. That would be my band name if I had one, and that would be our slogan. How about it? You're listening to the Groove Tenders. They don't need sauce because they bring it. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
No, it doesn't need to.
And we'd be a three-piece band. I'm telling you, man, it's got something. I'm full of ideas over here.
You lead guitar, singer? What do you
think? No. I am not in the band.
Okay.
I am the promoter.
Yes.
I have nothing to do with their talent of music.
You manage. Yeah,
I know where I stand when it comes to being anywhere near music and what it needs to be and who needs to do it. It ain't me, man.
Maybe Bob can sing.
Nope.
Oh.
No. Bob is the mascot.
Yeah. Okay.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Because, honestly, you know who would probably make us choose who he would want us to sing? Bob would probably choose.
Because he's J.A.C.
I was wondering what you were looking for over there. Mm.
That.
Yeah, I don't think he'd. I don't think.
Because he's J.A.C.
What the hell was that?
Mm-hmm.
Not sizzling. Jack Caglione did have an impressive at bat last night, though. First at bat of the game. Took the walk, laid off the pitches.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Still went 0-for-4, but baby steps, right?
Took a walk.
Are you seeing pitches differently? And then he had everybody gets tired of hearing it, but he had a smack down the first baseline, and the guy, you're like, son of a gun, dude. Which I get it, annoying, but he did make that walk, and then Nick Lofton got the hit, and he went first to home. First run of the game. You know what I mean? So it was...
That's the advantage of taking some pitches, man.
Right. You got on.
Yes.
You didn't get a hit, but you contributed. You walked. Yep. You learned. You got a little bit of a lesson there. First base. Bam. Down the left field line, Nick Lofton, who snapped an 0-for streak. So he gets some juice. And then Cags goes first to home. 1-0 Royals. Loved it. Or maybe it wasn't 1-0 at the time, but it was a run. They scored.
Yeah, always just reminds me of Moneyball. It's just like, get on base. Yeah. What are we trying to do? Get on base.
That's what they say. Batting average is overrated. On base percentage. Slug.
Yep.
OBP. Stuff like that.
Because the rest will come for him. Again, I know that gets tiresome hearing that.
They showed the graphic last time on TV multiple times.
Exactly.
They showed, what was it, Bobby Wood Jr.? Was it Carlos Beltran? I don't know. It was Bobby Wood Jr.
I think it was.
It was Bobby Wood Jr., Jack Caglione, and I thought Carlos Beltran. And it was like their first 24 games, and the similarities were insane.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, you don't just, like, Nick Kurtz for the A's didn't come out swinging. Also, go look at the 2024 baseball draft. I mean, Cags is up. Kurtz is up. Chase Burns is up. Right, you got the kid from Boston who's playing now. He's up, so it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Julio Rodriguez, J Rod. What does that mean? Did we say?
We didn't mention him.
Well, did we miss something for Seattle? Because I know he's their like phenom.
Yeah, he had a couple good plays.
That's who.
It was J-Rod from the Mariners. It was Julio Rodriguez for the third person. Was the other one in the graphic with Bob and Jack. Oh, okay.
Oh,
I thought it was another Royal.
Perfect. That is where we are. I thought it was another Royal. Okay, Rodriguez.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Gotcha.
Christian Moore also for the Angels.
There you go.
Because Beakley had a good take last night. We were texting back and forth about Richard Fitz pitching. And he's like, these high school kids are, you know, used to always go, right? Bobby was a high school kid. Charlie Condon for the Rockies, high school kid. I think. That's kind of bold of a ledge to step on there. But these kids are getting drafted out of college now and coming up quicker than these kids that are coming out of high school, which is obvious, right? So Julio Rodriguez was the other guy, 24 games, Bobby Witt Jr., and now Jack Caglione. Because I believe Rodriguez and Bobby Witt Jr. came up together. And I think he won Rookie of the year Bobby Witt Jr. was a rookie. I believe. I think that's correct.
Condon went to Georgia.
Oh, so he's a college player. Okay, yeah, Condon. he's in the Rockies system. Mm-hmm. He just got promoted to Double A, so he'll be up eventually. But yeah, five kids from last year's draft. We're not even a year from that draft.
It's crazy.
Are here.
That's huge, man. That's good for baseball.
Yeah.
Need that.
For sure. Yeah, it's a good thing because not only that, but it kind of makes the College World Series a little bit more popular.
For sure.
Because now you're almost watching like an all-star game. You're almost watching a futures game before the futures game.
Yes.
Right, because Carter Jensen, who went yammers, I think, three times last night for the Royals in AAA, their big prospect, he's playing in this futures game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's what March Madness used to be for the NBA, right? Like, okay, we're going to see the best talent on the biggest stage. These guys we're going to watch on Tuesday night on TNT, right? And now it's like, that's not the way March Madness is at all.
Yeah.
And it's going to hurt basketball. Just like that, it's probably hurt baseball, and this is now helping.
Correct. Yeah, the players that are up right now, Chase Burns, Jack Caglione, Nick Kurtz, Roman Anthony, Christian Moore. So, yeah, dude, I'm telling you, the College World Series gives it that intrigue because now you have that compared to what the pros are now. And you've seen it now, five players out of 30 teams are playing professional baseball, and there will be more. There will be more. So we'll see. Yeah, but it was Julio Rodriguez last night. But we do have Chiefs players to sizzle this year. This was something that I think it's kind of fun to do because there are so many different things that can have, kind of factors into why they might sizzle. Is it Travis Kelce because it's the swan song season? Is it Mahomes because of the way the season ended? Is it Xavier Worthy because he wants to prove that he's not a rookie anymore and wants to take that next step? Is it Rashee Rice because maybe getting suspended, maybe not, coming off a year where he missed, 15 games because he got hurt in week three? So, Mac, who is a player that you could see sizzle with that little barbecue theme of the 4th of July sizzle for the Kansas City Chiefs in 2025?
So many good options here, right?
Yeah.
We've talked about Jaden Hicks. That's a guy who I think will sizzle, but that's not my answer. We've talked about McDuffie. That'd be an obvious one. Jones, right? Maybe one of those rookie defensive linemen. I am going to go with a rookie, but he's going to be on offense. Jalen Royals. Dusty, you're going to be tired in 66 days from hearing this name from me. You probably already are.
No, I enjoy it.
He's great. He's thick. He's big. He's fast. He's got great hands. He doesn't look like a rookie when he's practicing. His footwork is beyond his years. He's like a Rashee Rice, but half an inch shorter and maybe 10 pounds bigger. I think this guy is going to be, and if Rashee Rice is out for 4 weeks, all of a sudden now you kind of have that replacement. He'll be the wide receiver 3 or 4. It'll take time for him to get integrated. You may see more Juju the first 2 weeks than you see Jalen Royals. But once that ends, Jalen Royals is going to be a guy who, it's 3rd and 5, there's a good chance he's in the game. And there's a good chance by week 8 or 9, Patrick Mahomes has not a safety blanket, but another guy that he trusts. And if you have four guys, just four wide receivers, that is, that Mahomes trusts, and Worthy, Rice, Brown, and now Jalen Royals, that's more than he's ever had. Jalen Royals, player to sizzle.
I like it, because that's not the easy way out, right? That's not, Travis Kelce, final
Chris
season.
Jones.
His name is Royals. My player to sizzle this year, as I pay my respects to the late, great Terrez Paylor, the contract year is undefeated.
Yep.
Guess who's got a contract coming up? George Karloftis. Guess who he's watching currently in the Cincinnati Bengals organization? Guess what he's watching with TJ Watt's situation? Now, again, let's pause text line before you trash me. He is nowhere on those levels of defensive ends.
No.
But if that's the ceiling, he wants to be in the upstairs bedroom. And if he wants to be anywhere in that house of dollars, you got to see a lot more from George this year. Okay? And I get it. He's been fine. But fine doesn't get you the pay. Great or fantastic gets you the pay. And been a great addition to this team. He's had good years. He's had a 10-sack season. Last year at 8 sacks. I mean, 8 sacks won't get you paid. 8 sacks will keep you on a team. and you'll be Eric Hicks. And if that's what he is, that's what he is. But
that might, yeah.
Yeah.
That might be what he is.
And he had 6 sacks in his first season, 10.5 in his second season, which we thought that was it. We're like, okay, here he comes.
Here he goes.
This is it.
This is it.
And then last year, he had 8.
And I think, I mean, I can't remember the exact number, but we had the stat throughout the season. I mean, over half of those were in the last half of the season because of the Charles and Minnehue addition, which is great for Karloftis, but also emphasizes the fact that he didn't win all those one-on-ones or maybe get past those double teams. And when he was the guy who had a lot of attention on him, he wasn't getting to the quarterback. Right. He needed someone else. And that's not what we want out of our first-round pick, a defensive end.
So I think with a contract looming and a system in which I don't think we see Spags leave anytime soon, plus he's a Spags guy. Spags wanted him in the draft out of Purdue. Like, I think Spags is one of the – I mean, they all are, but I think he was on the phone the longest on draft night. Like, hey, we wanted you. Get ready for some meatballs,
he's
okay?
Meatball, yeah.
Your cousin from Boston. And I don't think – let me ask you this. Has he lived up to the hype?
Because
in the playoffs, he's been
–
in playoffs, he's been all right.
Yeah.
Right?
He
has. He had what? He was the guy that got Burrow the fourth time or whatever it was, and he counted to 4. But has he lived up to his hype? First round pick, right? Or was he second?
No, he's first round
pick. First round pick with McDuffie, right?
Yes.
Has he lived up to first round hype? Because I don't think he has.
No.
10.5 is great. 6 and 8, first round pick.
That's what I'm saying.
DN sitting right next to Chris Jones. Next to you, sitting next to me.
And we looked at those pressure numbers too. It's not like he was getting close, right? Hurrying up the quarterback. He was not a part of the backfield. He was not wreaking havoc for the majority of the season last year in his third year.
I want to see Furious George.
Yeah, let's go.
I don't want to see Curious George.
Exactly.
I want to see Furious George. You want to get a contract? Go out there and shut me up. Go out there and have 13.5 sacks.
Yeah, get
12. That'd be insane.
Give me a dozen.
I mean, look at your first week. Look at your first 8 games of the schedule. 9 games. Daniels, mobile. Allen, mobile. Hurts, mobile. Goff, not as much, but moves. Herbert, doesn't really move. But you're playing mobile quarterbacks in the first 9 weeks of the season. George, go be a reason why this team goes 7-2 or 8-1 in the first 9 games.
And it feels like those are kind of his sacks. He likes when a quarterback gets out of the pocket and he's running behind him kind of footsteps.
Because he doesn't have the bull rush.
He
doesn't have the greatest
that.
First move.
I know.
Move. He's got a delayed move. So when that quarterback moves out,
he's
and
like,
then it's,
okay.
You know.
Yeah, and he's fast. He's got a motor. He's not going to stop, right? He never gives up a play. We love Karloftis for a lot of reasons. But you're right. That first move. You've been in the lab with Tamba, brother. Let's go. Tamba had first move.
From the 913. Dusty, I disagree about George. He's underrated, just like Eric Fisher. And once he's gone, we will miss him. I mean, dude, he's got 24.5 sacks in 3 years. He's a first-round pick.
It's not bad, but it's fine.
Is that what Eric Fisher basically was? He wasn't bad, but he was fine. I thought he was better than people.
Eric Fisher got really good.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, Eric Fisher.
You haven't been the same since.
Yeah.
Like, Karloftis, I mean, honestly, I don't see it. I don't see what I'm missing. Maybe I'm wrong, and I'm just on my high horse here. And I'm not clowning Karloftis. He's my guy that I think will sizzle this year because of factors. Contract, you know. It's just, that's what it is. I mean, I don't know. You guys are nuts.
Yeah, I know. I saw that one. I don't know why. FAU needs to step up. Talk about first rounders.
Yeah, that's a weird one. Because that was like a local tie in the draft in Kansas City, pick 32. I mean, he wasn't even at the draft.
Nope.
So, I mean, like, I don't know. That's one of those, like, first rounders. It's not a first round. I don't know. No disrespect to him. Good for him. But yeah, Felix, we'll see. Maybe it's Josh Simmons that sizzles.
I almost said it. That was my second guy.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted to say that.
New left tackle that sizzles.
Yes, please. That'd be incredible. FAU, yeah, man. That sucks. Because if he was George Karloftis and Karloftis was Karloftis, and you have two Furious Georges,
you wouldn't need Chris Jones as much.
Exactly. Because you wouldn't need Minnehue.
And eventually what we've gotten to is Salvador Perez, we're going to get with Chris Jones. Because age and time is undefeated. That's just the way the world works. And eventually it'll be like, we can't be leaning on Chris Jones to get all the pressures on the quarterback. just like we can't be leaning on Salvador Perez to get all the runs scored. Great game last night. Jones will still have that, but in 2 years from now, if he's still here, you're not going to be like, man, we really need Chris Jones to step up. Like, dude, he's 33, almost 34. He's at the end. We need guys like Karlaftis to kind of come into their zone and take over. That's what you want to see, in my opinion.
That's why it's a huge year for Ashton Gelati.
Yep.
And Omar Norman Lott. Like, those guys, one of the two of those guys kind of has to be a hit for Veach as far as the future of this D-line unit, because that is the future. It's those two guys. It's Karlaftis if they decide to sign him. It's not Chris Jones. It's not Charles Omenihu. It's not Pinnell. You know, it's not any of those guys.
Somebody says, look at Clowney's sacks first 3 years as a first overall pick. Look at Myles Garrett. And again, we're not comparing first overall picks, just first round picks.
Look at his first 3 years. Look at his career, brother. His high in sacks is 9.5. He's never been a pass rusher. He's underperformed in that his whole career. He's been a good player. Probably not a bust. He last 10 years in the league. You're not a bust. I don't know if I'd classify Karlaftis as a bust. This is a good NFL player.
And I didn't call him a bust.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
I just want to see more. So all this.
And we wanted to see more from Clowney. So it's a great example, actually. Yes.
Yeah, I want to see more.
Yeah, 9.5 sacks. That was Clowney's peak. 9.5 sacks, brother.
And he also got drafted off of one play.
Yep.
He knocked the absolute Bojangles out of that kid from Michigan, picked up the football, and knocked his helmet off. So, yeah. I mean, Clowney was, that play skyrocketed his draft
stock. Exactly. Made
and again,
bank.
I'm not saying that Karlaftis is a bust. I just want to see more than a 6-sack season.
Of course.
An 8.5 sacks. Give me the 10.5 season. Because that's what you've got out of 3 years. That's the meat of your sandwich of your career out of 3 years. And if you want to get paid, you're not going to get a ton of money if you're giving 6.5 and 8 sacks. I know there's not a lot of people who get double-digit sacks in the NFL. I get that. But again, like, first overall pick, I just thought there was more there from George. And I think there is still more there from Karlaftis. Again, this is not a blank parade on him. This is just a topic called who I think will sizzle, and I'm giving you reasons why. And it's George Karlaftis, and yours is Jalen Royals.
Yeah. 913 says FAU is a huge swing and a miss. Carl's at least productive. Which,
No one's getting paid.
We're not denying that. Not denying that.
Productive doesn't get paid.
And FAU.
Disruptive gets paid.
And FAU, unless something dramatically changes this year, is a bust. Yeah. And it will go down as one of Veach's worst picks. That is true. And those happen.
I didn't know George Karlaftis' dad was listening. Productive doesn't get paid. Disruptive gets paid in that position.
16 guys with double-digit sacks last year. 17.
Okay. No Karlaftis. Get in that category.
Yeah, no Karlaftis.
Get in the top. Be a top 10 defensive end. Who was 10th in sacks last year?
10th?
Yeah.
Will Anderson, or no, Leonard Williams and Will Anderson were tied.
Oh, banging. That's weird. Will Anderson, look at his sack numbers in the first 2 years he got drafted.
Yep.
What'd he go, 5th overall? Because they took...
They took Stroud and Will Anderson back-to-back, or pretty much back-to-back.
In the first round.
Yeah, he's had in his first two seasons... Come on here. Obviously, he had the 11 sack year last year. His first year was 7 sacks, so we'll see what he does this third year.
Okay.
7, 11... Let's see what he does this third year.
So he's on par with Karlaftis.
Yeah.
So let's go. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
He also doesn't have a Chris Jones, might I add, though. Just going to say that.
No, but he does, kind of. Who's the guy they have in the middle there in Houston? They got two guys on that line.
They've got a good line.
And they got the guy that Mahomes stepped over.
Yeah.
That guy sucks.
That guy sucks.
By the way, before we wrap this up, we had a topic in embedded in here because Bob brought this up before he left that, you know, who's the most... you know, disappointed famous person you've met, because obviously the hot dog eating championship is back.
Oh yeah.
Because Joey Chestnut's back and Binkley's there. Right. If you missed it, go back and listen to the
I know
segment.
That I'm hard.
But Bob said the most disappointed he ever got with someone that he met in person was Bo Jackson or Kevin James.
I know. He's told us about that Kevin James thing. I just can't remember exactly the specifics. I guess it was just he was a D.
Did he ask him if he actually worked for UPS?
You actually a mall cop?
Because I could see Bob doing that.
Oh, of course.
So did you actually work for UPS? And that's how you got the job? It's like, actually, no, he was a side character and everybody loves Raymond.
Yes.
But I think ours is the same, and it 100%. Plays perfectly to the hot dog thing.
Yes.
Joey Chestnut was a bag.
Richard.
Total. He was like asking slash low-key begging us to take a photo with him.
Yeah, it seems like he really
wanted it. He was with like 65-year-old groupies and was belligerently arrogant.
Oh, man. He
was like asking us to chug beer. We tried to give the phone to him to Binkley. I video on my phone of Bobby. No. Like, he's like, no, I don't want to do that, which was fine. But then he followed up with, but do you guys want a picture with me? We're like, no, we're not here for you. We're here for you to call our buddy who's in love with you. Not that, but like thinks that you're the greatest. You've had him in studio.
Yeah, he's had you
in the studio. He's got the Nathan's Hot Dog hat. He envies you.
And it's like,
nah, do you guys want a photo with me though? No, dude. No. And when you smile, you look like Jaws, that bad guy from Moonraker.
Oh. Yeah, he was just hanging around those group of girls. He was hanging around, like perching over the classic, like dude lingering with a drink in his hand over like three much younger girls than Joey at the bar. And they were obviously like, who are you? Yeah, I know what you're talking. It's okay.
Like, are you ready for Chiefs season? Because I'm just letting you know, this is what we're going to get. You do remember Chris Jones only had 5 sacks last year. You do remember he's known to be a pressure guy more than a sack guy.
Yeah, he led the league in pressure rate last year.
Oh, I'm sorry. Say that a little bit louder.
Led the league in pressure rate last year, 913.
Coming up on the other side, 9 o'clock, Matt Cotrero here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Along here on a Wednesday. That's our Friday, 2 days from July 4th. Let's go. Come on, baby. Sun's out. Guns out. Dogs out.
Just such a smooth ride.
Is that what Joey Chestnut says to all of his hot dogs before he guzzles them down?
Yeah.
Apparently, we weren't the only ones that had a rough encounter with the chestnut.
Really?
Yeah. Had an almost identical chestnut encounter at NOLA. He was there and drunker than every guy at our bachelor party by himself, creeping on chicks, and tried to big league.
Dude, yes.
Same.
This is great. This is it.
We didn't have chicks. We were on a work trip.
No chicks.
And not at that point. Work was done. That was Friday night at Sneaky Pete's.
But there were chicks in the bar that I did notice him lingering over.
For
sure.
Yeah.
That's funny.
You're like the fat, popular kid in fifth grade.
It's like, dude,
no one cares about you anymore in high school because people started getting laid. And this is also the George Karloftis fan club on the.
Oh, is that who we've got? Okay.
I guess I was harsh on him, man. I'm sorry. I mean, he's good. I just want to see him sizzle more. Sorry that I have high expectations, but George has the most sacks out of his draft class besides Hutchinson, right? The DN picked right before him has 10. My bad.
I think it's okay to want more consistency and more high level play from a first round pick. If you want to do the pick before thing, okay, 5 picks before was Trip McDuffie. How's Trip McDuffie compared to Karloftis? Yes, different positions. One's an all pro. One's the best at his position, top three, and the other's middling.
Yeah.
He's average, slightly above average.
From the 913, I bet Bo Jackson twice couldn't have been a nicer person. Bob must have caught him on a bad day.
What the hell was that?
He handed him a baseball bat, said, break this over your head. But it is 4th of July, so we start to see a lot of stuff on like AMC. I guess they're 4th of July themed. And I sent you last night, and I know that we pick on you a lot, and I apologize for that about seeing movies. But there's some that I just assume that you have seen.
Yeah.
And I sent you Armageddon.
Yep, haven't seen it.
I was amazed by that. Because Armageddon, I think, is one of those movies that you tend to like see pop up during the 4th of July. Because a lot of those like rallied up movies or, you know, sci-fi movies tend to be like blockbusters and they come out in the summertime a lot. And you hadn't seen Armageddon. I was surprised by that because 27 years ago yesterday, Armageddon came out. Which you were born. Like 98.
Yeah.
You were one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like.
But still, that's still a movie I gotta.
Yeah.
That's,
I mean,
on me.
It's one of those movies that no matter what, when Armageddon's on, if I watch it and I watch it in its entirety, I will cry every time at the end.
So what do I, like, I might watch a movie today. Is it Armageddon or is it Independence Day?
Both.
Okay.
It's both.
Because, is that too much for one day?
No.
Okay.
Because they're so high octane and action packed that, like, you'll watch it and be like, oh, that was great. And then you'll watch the other one and you'll be like, okay. But yeah, Armageddon, the way it ends, I mean, young Billy Bob Thornton, Bruce in his prime. I mean, that's when he was doing, like, Armageddon, Fifth Element, Pulp Fiction, all in, like, those mid-90s.
Yeah.
It's not a motorcycle, baby. It's a chopper. Who's Zed? Zed's dead. I'll get you your blueberry pancakes, I promise. We good? We good, hillbilly. But Zed... That's a great quote. But it's Armageddon's great. Young Billy Bob Thornton, Liv Tyler in her prime, Steven's daughter. And the theme song is I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. I'm sure you've heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to miss a thing.
Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Ben Affleck, very young Ben Affleck before he got good at acting. Right? He was still doing like Daredevil.
Yeah.
Yeah, but dude, it is, you'll watch the end, you'll be like, oh my. Like, you and Hannah will watch the end of that movie together, and you both will be like holding each other crying.
Really?
Oh, dude.
Okay, then I might. All right.
Oh, man. Harry. He'll get you. Harry gets you at the end. Because you know the concept of the movie, right? Armageddon, the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Giant asteroid in space. They got to send two teams of... Oh, Owen Wilson's in it. Like, young Owen Wilson coming out of Anaconda when he gets eaten by a snake. John Voight in Anaconda. Oh, they thaw. But yeah, dude, it's... I don't know, man. It's a banger of a movie.
I'll get one of those knocked out.
Yeah,
this weekend.
But it's a great movie. Independence Day is awesome. Other than the fact that Will Smith couldn't deliver the one line that he was supposed to deliver.
Oh, jeez.
Did not promise you fireworks. Vivica Fox, Smoke Show, Men in Black, another one. Good Independence Day, Men in Black, Armageddon.
Would you say Sandlot's a 4th of July movie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because of the one scene.
Yeah, because, yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
So good.
Fall, spacious skies. Oh, but now, wait a minute. That's the best line of that whole song.
Yeah.
I promise you, I will play that song on 4th of July. I am that guy. I'm never the guy on the speaker because I just don't want to be that guy. But I am that one guy because everybody will play, like, you know, Born in the USA.
Of course.
They'll play, which is ironic. They'll also play, like... that one song, Proud to Be an American, Boot in Your Ass by Toby Keith, RIP. But man, when you put that, you know, Ray Charles rendition, and then you put the fireworks on your Instagram story, you'll see it. It'll be there. Like, oh, Dusty's Tank. There's the Ray Charles song.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't think it's Ving Rhames, 816. I think it's Michael Duncan Clark that's in Armageddon. Ving Rhames, I think, is in Pulp Fiction, though. Because Michael Duncan Clark is also in The Green Mile, which you haven't seen. Another great movie. That one, you have to watch that by itself and don't watch anything else, because that's going to wipe you out.
That's just going to be, emotionally, I'm going to be spent.
Yeah, and it's long. It's like 3 hours.
Okay.
The Dark Tower stories, I believe, is what it's from Stephen King. But Armageddon, Independence Day, you see Men in Black?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
The best scenes when that alien gives birth to an alien and it pukes all over him. And he's like, do you see anything obscure? And he just does the... Somebody says, Dusty, can we agree that Armageddon is one of the most underrated, never talked about, all-time great movies? Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. Come on, Dusty. Whatever it is. It's just the line in that song. We'll put a boot in your ass the American way. You want to put some blank kickers on.
Yeah.
Wrap yourself in the flag and go kick somebody's ass that doesn't agree with your take. I'll tell you what about George Karloftis. Oh, yeah, Joe Dirt. You never seen that? You mean to tell me you don't have any whiskey whiskers, whiskey don'ts, sprinklers, Barker bombs? I sell fireworks. Where's all the good ones? You know the ones go boom. No. Home is where you make it. I don't know what he said.
They list Jaws as a 4th of July movie.
Yeah, because it takes place the 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, I guess it's fair.
It's the mayor of the town doesn't want to shut down the beach because that's the tourist attraction, but there's a killer white shark in there. Great white shark. Eating people. And he's like, nah, swim, it's safe. The hell it is. The Patriot, Mel Gibson. Never seen it.
Never seen it. Wow. Isn't that
Team America?
Is that Heath Ledger?
Heath Ledger is in it. Yep. Gabriel is his name.
Okay.
Yep. I think. Because that's like a good line in that movie, which I'm ruining it. It's like, my wife gave birth to her boy today. Yeah, what'd you name him? We named him Gabriel. And then they ride off into the fight, and it's just like, did he die? Hmm? That stupid boy. I will kill you before this war is over. Bayonet through the throat.
Damn.
Draco Malfoy's dad plays the bad guy. Shocker, oh, I know.
Of course, yeah. Every dude. Time he's the bad guy.
That guy's just a heel. That guy's just born to be a villain.
They list Die Hard.
More of a Christmas
movie.
Yeah,
it's a Christmas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Movie. Watch that this year.
Somebody says John Cougar Mellencamp on the 4th of July. Yeah, pink houses. Somebody says, bro, if you haven't seen The Patriot, don't walk, run.
Okay.
It's great. Aim small, miss small. Aim small, miss small.
Well, now it's like Independence Day, Armageddon, The Patriot. Text line. Tell me which one to watch.
You have 4 days off.
It's true.
Saturday, you're going to be hungover wanting to do something. Watch The Patriot.
That's true. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Says, of all the movies you've mentioned, The Patriot is the best. Yeah. The irony of Australian Mel Gibson playing the Patriot. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Did he die? Hmm? That stupid boy. I'm going to kill you before this war is over. Was Mel Gibson, did he walk so Liam Neeson could run?
That's, yeah, that could be it.
Where's my son? Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good take.
Somebody says, I challenge you to watch The Patriot. You'll know this famous line when he says to his sons, aim small, miss. So I said, aim small, miss small. You've seen Gladiator?
Yep. There seen Gladiator, go. Seen yeah. Braveheart. That's another text from the 816.
Yeah, it's...
But yeah, I got to get these down. Okay.
Independence Day. Independence Day, Armageddon, Patriot. And then if you want to have a fun laugh, if you've watched all the seriousness,
yeah.
Go watch Team America.
Okay.
We'll talk to the chief of staff or the skipper or the manager of the Royals. Matt Cotrero joins us on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.